Hi, I'm Edie, and I am very sentimental, Leia.
I know you are.
I have boxes of letters and cards I have saved, boxes of pics of my kids, and I use my Grandma Edie's dishes on a daily basis.
Oh.
I have no plans to spring clean any of those out of my life. I live in Wisconsin with my three kids and a very spoiled cat.
Mm.
Meow. I am a middle school reading specialist who loves to watch birds.
Well, hi, I'm Leia, and I am not especially sentimental. If I have a photo of something I've loved, I'm usually okay with dispensing of the actual item. I guess it comes from living abroad for more than 20 years. But that said, I plan to bring back all of my lovely carpets and art when we finally return to our sweet house on Vancouver Island one of these years. I am presently living in Beijing with my sweetheart and my two teenage daughters, where we all either work or attend the same international school.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks. In our Chit Chat Tips and Tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Like always, we'll be sharing Chit Chat Tips and Tricks.
A quick way to get over being mad at your teen or tween, and water sautéing.
Yeah, we will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
10 ways to spring clean your life.
And of course, we'll have our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week. Now, Edie, I am super curious about your tip about overcoming anger. What is that all about?
Well, Leia, I think I came up with this on my own.
Really? Okay.
I don't think I read about it from our Queen Oprah or anything.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm calling this a trick, and it will involve a little bit of legwork. So you will need to find extremely sweet pictures of your children when they were not teens or tweens.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
I found this adorable picture of my three children sitting on a bench, and they're all hugging each other, and they're smiling, and, you know, they're wearing clothes that don't make me want to gouge my eyes out. And I put that in a very, on a shelf where I can easily see it. So when they do annoying things like, let me see, like make ramen at 11 at night, or when they just like throw sheet music all over the floor and then just walk on it and say they need it, you know?
Yeah.
The list could go on and on, Leia.
Yes.
But when I am super annoyed with them, I go over and I just look at that picture and I remember how much they do love each other and how much I love them. And I really like remembering all those sweet, snuggly moments from when the kids were young.
Oh, that is a great tip.
It brings me back to why I love being a mom.
I love that. Okay. Well, my tip is much less sentimental, but good for the heart. Have you ever heard of water sautéing, Edie?
You know, Leia, I have. I think it was in this book called Eat to Live and Don't Live to Eat.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I'm not sure I eat to live. I think more likely I live to eat. But I am trying to healthify, as most of us are in our lives, get a little bit better with eating the proper foods, etc. And as many of you know who are longtime listeners, I am on the purple plan of Wellness Wins, WW. I'm not as consistent as I'd like to be, but, you know, I am on it, I'd say, more than 50% of the time. So that's something, right? Think?
Yes, that's more than something, Leia. That's quite good, I think.
50%. And I aim to go higher with that. But regardless, water sautéing is simply the idea, not the idea, the actual thing that you do instead of using oil in your pan when you're toasting, roasting, what's the word, when you're sautéing your onions, your garlic, your whatevers, you use water instead of oil or chicken broth or vegetable broth, whatever you want to use, but not oil. So you replace the oil and you just have it on a slightly lower heat. You sauté a little bit longer and you still have a lovely way to get all of your preliminaries all ready for your chili or your soups or your whatever you're making, your stews.
And your sweet potatoes.
Yeah, well, those just go straight in the microwave with me as a rule. But yeah, no, I love to saute with something other than oil because I figure I get enough fats in my diet already that I don't need to be using tons. Sometimes it's nice to use really good quality olive oil to saute with, but I don't use it nearly as much as I used to since I've discovered from my sister-in-law, Ellen, the water sauteing tip.
Well, each tablespoon of olive oil is like 100 plus calories, and on WW, that could be like 9 points.
That's a lot of points,
I'm
right?
kidding, but you know. Those are points.
Those are points. Points are points. Anyway, we don't want to get carried away with that. But, you know, just to clean up your act a little bit, try to saute with some broth or water once in a while and see if you know, I think you won't notice much of a difference in the end. So there you go.
Love it, Leah. Thank you. But I think I hear a campfire.
I think I hear a campfire tune.
Fire's burning, fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer. In the glowing, come sing and be merry.
It's time for Campfire Chat! Leah, I found an interesting article called 21 Ways to Spring Clean Your Life. Hmm. Now, I love ideas of ways to clean up my life, but 21 seems like a lot for even us to chit-chat about. Let's touch on 10 of our favorites.
Okay.
Maybe 10 is even too much, but let's see how it goes.
Okay, let's give it a go. I have a feeling you're going to have a lot to say, Edie. Why don't you start us off?
Well, one of the first ones that resonated with me was to think about how relationships are doing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I took that to mean, like, who do you want to reconnect with and who do you not want to connect with? Mm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Since the weather is getting warmer in Wisconsin, I am looking forward to meeting with my book club again outside, and we haven't met for over a year, and I am so excited about reconnecting with some very smart, fun, literary ladies, and the thing is, since I'm not connecting with many people these days, there's absolutely no one I don't want to reconnect with that I can think of.
Uh-huh, good.
So maybe my answer would be different if it wasn't a pandemic. But how are your relationships going, Leah? Anything you need to clean up?
Well, I've been really very social the last several months because here in Beijing, we've had zero active COVID cases in close to 90 days now. And so our lives are pretty much back to normal. We wear masks when we go into public places, and I'm a teacher and we all mask up at school, but we're able to be really normally social and go out to restaurants and malls, etc. So that said, I feel like I have become quite a social butterfly since getting out of quarantine and returning back to normal life for us here in Beijing, which was late October. We have actually been really social, and it's been a lot of fun because I've missed being with people. And in spite of calling myself quite an introvert, I feel like I go out a lot. I have some new friends that live in our building, and we go out quite a bit actually to the bar down the street called Revolution. They have all these different cocktails that we've been diving into. Though I also like to go for walks with my friend Kim. This is my newish friend. And the other day we were talking while we were walking with my dog Moon, and we decided that we need to stop with the cocktails already because it's not good for the WW plan. It's certainly not. I feel like I've been packing on a few pounds because of cocktails, interestingly. So we've decided that when we go out, we're either going to have a glass of wine or, this is my tip, a Coke Zero, or in China we have Coke Light, which I really like, but I don't think you can get it in the States or Canada, with just a little bit of rum, like Bacardi or something, sometimes for a treat, Malibu rum. But you know me, Edie, remember the tablespoon of tequila that I would have when we were...
I feel like this is turning into a cocktail show instead of spring cleaning your life, Leia.
Uh-oh. Okay. So, all right.
Reining you in.
I'm going to say my relationships are doing well, and they are also well lubricated with too much alcohol. I'm going to cut down on the alcohol, but continue with the relationships. How's that? Done.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
Okay. What's next?
Rediscover your talents.
Oh.
So I am thinking about buying a refurbished piano.
Are you? I like it.
I am. I took lessons from the ages of 5 to 17 years old.
Same with
and
me.
I loved playing.
Same. Exactly
the same.
I loved
playing from my... I considered majoring in music in college.
Really?
I'm glad I didn't, you know. Yeah. Well, it might have just been a fleeting thought, but, you know.
Okay.
But I loved playing from my Billy Joel piano book and just, like, singing along, just singing, Leia.
Yeah.
You know, sing us the song, you're the piano man.
Yeah.
You know, playing.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter has started taking guitar lessons, and I take her to a local shop called Piano Gal for her lessons.
Oh.
And she goes off with her adorable instructor, and I sit and I stare at all these refurbished pianos.
Okay.
And I just have a feeling one's going to be rolling into my house, and I'm going to rediscover that talent. Because now that I don't have my mother, like, practice your piano, it seems super fun to me. Like, I can just play Billy Joel as much as I want, and I don't have to play Bach or whatever.
Right, right. Yeah, I grew up playing hymns, a lot of hymns.
Oh, yeah, I do like playing a good hymn.
Right?
You know,
yep.
But.
Yep, okay.
So that is a talent that could be in my future, especially since you aren't returning this summer and I'm gutted. Mm. I need something to do to fill in my Leia time.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, piano, that's great. Huh, for me, talents. Well, rediscovering a talent. Oh, geez, let me think. Don't have too many. I feel like I have a lot of soft skills, like, you know, editing and taking notes in meetings. But those definitely do not need to be rediscovered. And, really boring. Handy, though. Do you know, Edie, this blows me away, but nearly every single day, even in top-rated newspapers like the New York Times, I find mistakes. I find editing mistakes so often. I find them when I'm reading books, too. It's amazing. I feel like somebody should pay me because, like, I just don't look for them and
maybe
I find them.
I'll have to pay you to edit my upcoming middle grade book, Leia.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm up for that. That would be great. But what could I rediscover?
Well, what about your comedy act, Leia? I want to cheer you on for that.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I want to do stand-up comedy. Yes. Okay. Yes. That's not exactly rediscovering, but getting, right, no, from my, right? Because I win the burping farting contest for my speech in middle school, so I could actually refine that and make it better. I haven't been doing much public speaking lately other than the podcasting, and I do aspire to get back to that. And nor have I been blogging much, and I do have a few novels in the works that I've had in the works for a long time. So, yeah, I'd like to get back actually to blogging, to writing, and to public speaking. So there you go. Not sure I can do all of that all at once, but aspirations.
Well, you can. Yeah, that is a lot of emotional energy being put into your talents, but you know, you can go with what feels like it has. That's what I tell my students, like, write about what you have the most energy behind.
Yeah, that's right? True. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, I plan to have a lot of energy to write this summer, so I am thinking about that.
Of course, there's always one student who's like, I have no energy behind any topic.
Right? Nothing to write. Oh, man. Yep, there is.
All right.
So, moving on. Yeah, I'm looking through your list here, and I see something about refreshing your budget. What do you have to say about that one? Spring cleaning up your budget.
Well, I am actually, I've been doing that for the last 7, 8, 9 years, however long I've been divorced.
Uh-huh.
I don't even remember, but, you know, working on cleaning up my budget, cleaning up, you know, the nonsense I was buying.
Yeah.
But I need to get a will written, Leah.
Yeah.
You know, I am a mom. It's very irresponsible of me not to have a will, and I need to get it together.
Oh, Edie, you need a will. Yes.
I just tend to, I tried doing it and it didn't work, you know, and I mean, that is going on my summer to-do list because it just needs to get done. So absolutely. Instead of refreshing my budget, I'm going to get a will.
I think that's super important. Go for it. All the time that you won't have with me, you can go visit an attorney and get a will done. Not as much fun, but important. Well, I get
How
that.
How about your budget, Leah?
Yeah, I get the whole will thing. We got ours all sorted out like over the last few years, and I'm really relieved that we have. But do you know, God forbid, but if Don were to die, I feel like I wouldn't know how to get into any of our accounts, like all of our, you know, any of our investments. And we own some houses in Michigan. And, you know, there's all these things that Don takes care of. I do financial stuff too, but he's sort of in charge of some of the bigger investment stuff. I don't even know the passwords. I don't know anything about how to access that. So I think I need to, you know, without being morbid, just say, listen, we need to have a place where I can access, where all the passwords are kept and where all the information is, so I'll know what to do on a monthly basis, were the unthinkable to happen. Because I think couples should just have that, right? You need to have that together or it can get very messy. And so I don't want that to happen, and I don't think it will for forever. I hope it will never happen. But that said, good to get it together. And as far as refreshing the budget, yes, you know, our kids are going to be graduating soon, so we need to keep socking away our money and investing it well. And we're saving a lot of money by not traveling, that's for sure, so that's good. But yes, refreshing the budget, I like it. Let's move on, though.
Well, the next one, I thought we had enough about that,
yeah.
Is sprucing up your diet. And you got us started with your water sautéing, Leah. That was good.
And your tablespoon or your teaspoon of Bacardi rum with your Diet Coke.
Yeah. Get out those measuring spoons.
Oh,
you were like, seriously, that's one thing WW really taught me was portion size.
Yeah.
When you measure out things, you know.
Ouch, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Measure, people. Measure if you want to.
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah.
I need a reset with my diet. I need to spring clean, like, out the pretzels. I need to spring clean out, like, all the freezer burned food that's in my freezer,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like if you have a nice place to put all your nice food, you're just gonna want to eat the nice food, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know I shouldn't label food as like nice or bad or whatever, but you get it, you know?
Food that's good for your body.
Yeah, I need to make going to Costco and filling my week with produce, Leia. I have been doing it once a week, but now that I have teenagers and like Gus is so into eating salads.
Oh, good.
I need to commit to going to Costco twice a week, Leia.
Really?
If I'm going to keep my diet spruced up. Yes, they eat so much food. Wow. There was a bag of baby carrots, and I just had it on the counter, and I was, you know, eating the baby carrots. Gus came up, and they were all gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's all the carrots.
Oh, wow. Yep, just shoving them down, right?
So sprucing up my diet involves cleaning out my fridge, my freezer, and, you know, doubling down on buying produce.
That's good. That's good. I feel like I need some new recipes in my life. I'm a little bit bored with what we've been eating lately. And I don't know, you can't always get the same things here. Like if I'm looking at recipes, I can't always find the ingredients here. So they need to be fairly simple or, you know, Chinese based. But that said, I think simple is good. Simple and healthy and fragrant and delicious, right? So I aim to, I have made good on my salad dressing making. That was one of my goals, that I was not going to buy salad dressing anymore. I was going to make my own. I still am buying it because my family tends not to like the salad dressing I make, but I'm using it when we have salads.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'll try some other things. I'm hoping I can win them over. But I'd like to start making some more interesting food. And I do, in terms of cooking, Dawn and I used to cook together a lot on the weekends before we had kids, and it was a really nice thing to do. And I feel like if we can agree on some beautiful, healthy food to make together and find some cool recipes, I'd like to start that again. I don't know if that's exactly sprucing up my diet, but it's sprucing up my relationships and eating good food all at the same time, right?
Yeah, you're combining them. Mm-hmm. I think you get extra points for combining ways to spring clean your life.
Okay, good. I like it. All right. So the next one that you have highlighted here is getting rid of physical clutter. And I know that this one's a bit of a challenge for you, isn't it?
Well, because it's never ending, Leia. It is never ending.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Tell me about
it. So lately, I have been creating daily clutter clearing challenges with my wonderful friend, Kristen.
Uh-huh.
I text her challenges and then we both do them.
Oh, that's great.
And that has been very, very motivating.
Uh-huh, I bet. Do you do it every day?
The latest one I did, well, we're supposed to. We were supposed to do it every day for 30 days. But, you know, she is like a 1.5-year-old, and you know, she can't do that every day.
Okay.
She just does it whenever she can, mm-hmm. and then we just, you know, do it then.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I went through all of the bathroom, you know, all the beauty things in the bathroom and threw out what was bad, and I gave away like a bunch of new products that I'll never use to people who were thrilled to get them.
Oh.
I put them in a gift bag.
Oh, so good.
Handed them out at work.
I bet your fellow teachers loved it. That's great.
Yeah, I had lots of, I think when I belong to FabFitFun,
mm-hmm.
Where you get like a box of full-size beauty products, there were a lot in there that, you know, I would never use.
Okay.
Like, you know, hair gloss for blonde hair. Well, I'm a brunette, so I gave that to someone with blonde hair.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, I love it. Well, for me,
yeah.
I guess I'd say I'm not super attached to stuff, but for someone who's not super attached, I sure do have a lot of it. I think the biggest problem these days for us in our household is masks lying around the house. What's up with the masks? For one thing, you know, after you wear a mask for a few hours, you should dispose of it, right? And you should rip the mm-hmm. cords, the ear things, so that no animals or anything get caught in it, and just toss it out. But there are masks all over our house, Edie, and I don't know who's been wearing them, if they've been used for like 5 seconds or not, and I just, it makes me crazy. So, yes, I want to get rid of that physical clutter, but I don't know how. Because I hate to waste as well. And we're kind of cluttery people. So while we have a relatively clean house, we just have a lot lying around, and most of it isn't mine. So that said, I think my advice would be perhaps just dump it on the bed of the offender. I'm not sure. I can't dump Dawn's mm-hmm. stuff on our bed because we share it, so that would just annoy me even more. Mm-hmm. But you know, Edie, I've recently started listening to a really fun podcast by Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue, longtime couple. It's called Double Date. Have you heard it yet?
I heard of it, but I don't really want to hear about relationships now.
Okay. I get that. I just love hearing Marlo Thomas's voice. It just takes you right back to that girl. And Phil Donahue, of course, his talk show. But they talk to a lot of interesting couples like Sting and Trudy Styler, Ray and Anna Romano. And I like it a lot. But one of the things that Marlo talked about in one of her earlier podcasts, I can't remember with whom she was speaking, but she talked about how Phil used to annoy her so much because the hamper was right there and he never put any of his clothes in the hamper. He'd just like drop them on the ground or wherever, right? So finally, instead of nagging, she decided to just take the lid off the hamper. And now he always puts his dirty clothes in the hamper because there's no lid he has to lift up. How do you like that?
Oh, good grief. I have so many thoughts on that, but I'm not going to say them, Leia. I'm not saying them.
I don't know. I'm tempted to do it. I feel like it's the path of least resistance. If one step, you know, if you do one thing that makes it just a little bit easier for somebody to do the right thing, they're more likely to do it. I don't know. It's easier, so people might do
it. Like if you put out, this is the teacher in me, but if you labeled baskets, you know, with your family members' names, uh-huh. and then they would just throw their masks in that basket.
Oh.
That's what I've done with all our masks. We all have a basket.
Oh, okay. Not a bad idea. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, maybe.
Or, you know, with cloth masks, we've been trained, like, right when we come home to take the cloth mask and throw it down the laundry chute because it needs to be washed and dried.
Yeah. We just wear medical masks here, so. Anyway, all right, let's move it along. Speaking of moving it along, that was 5 of our 10 ways to spring clean your life. So we're going to call it an episode and end right here and do a part 2 another week. We've already recorded it, but you don't need to listen to us for an hour. So this is it. Okay, so Edie, a few weeks ago, our chit-chat challenge was to slow ourselves down. And you said you were going to do some window watching and some British bake show
watching. No, bird watching.
Well, through the windows, or no? Oh, just going out and bird watching. Okay, fair enough. Going outside into the...
Well, you made it sound like I'm looking at the window. I'm looking at birds.
Okay, through the window or not? You were looking at robins through the window.
Yes. Leah, I am so full speed ahead on slowing myself down. Uh-huh. This is like my superpower.
Yay. Going slow.
I am looking at all those birds, and I even just put a new app on my phone called BirdNet. Ooh. And you can record a bird, like if you can hear a bird but not see it, you can record its sound, and then this app will tell you what bird it is.
Oh, nice. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah. It is so amazing.
That
so
is.
I am full speed ahead on slowing down. I love it. I love my British baking show too. I love it.
So good. Okay. Well, I have kept
up. What about
up.
You?
I have kept up with my meditating. I'm still doing it mm-hmm. sitting up in bed beside a snoring spouse. So it might be good if I actually left the bed to do it. But for now, it's my path of least resistance. So I'm sticking with it. And I feel like my pace is just about right. Yeah, I'm slowing down. I'm doing fine.
Oh, good. Well, your slow lifestyle is about to change, Leia, because this week your challenge is to choose at least one way to spring clean your life.
Only one way? Not all of them?
Well, Leia, take as many as you want, but, you know, we are trying to slow down and stop going from 0 to 100 or 0 to 60 or... whatever the hell it was. I don't know.
Got it. Okay. Well, I am such the overachiever. So that's, I'll try. I'll take that under advisement. I think I'll do just one of the things for next week.
Yes.
So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop.
Yes. And we are begging you to write us a review on iTunes as soon as you finish listening to the podcast. It'll only take a minute.
Yes, chop, chop.
Yes, it helps us get new listeners.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate your support.
You sure do. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.